Welcome to the AM Jackson Podcast with your host, Mark Daly. News, sports, and conversations that are important to Jackson County. This is the AM Jackson Podcast.
Local Jackson news now from the WKHM.com News Center.
Good morning. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, reporting with WKHM News, I'm Mark Daly. University of Michigan men's basketball team is your national champion after defeating UConn last night, 69-63. We'll circle back to that story here in just a moment. Now on to other local items. Three men are headed to circuit court in connection with a deadly shooting south of Jackson that investigators believe may be tied to an earlier homicide. Judge ruled there is enough evidence to proceed against Deion Flowers Jr., Tyreek Rice, and Montez White. They are charged with open murder and multiple assault counts in a shooting that left one man dead and three others injured. Authorities say the victims were unarmed and appear to have had no connection to the earlier killing of 22-year-old Amarion Flowers, which happened about 9 hours prior. Investigators point to cell phone data, surveillance footage, and a vehicle linked to the suspects as key evidence. The case now moves to Jackson County Circuit Court as the three men remain in custody. 13-year-old charged with murder in Jackson County will remain in custody after a judge denied a request for release on tether. The teen will continue to be held without bond at the Jackson County Youth Center. The judge cited safety concerns, noting threats have been made and expressing concern about the juvenile's well-being if released. Testimony indicated the teen has shown improved behavior in custody, but officials say the structured environment is the safest option. Concerns were also raised about a lack of reliable supervision outside the facility. Prosecutors point to the seriousness of the charges and earlier behavior at the center. The teen is accused in the fatal shooting of 16-year-old in January. Pretrial hearing has been rescheduled for later this month as the case continues. The Michigan Wolverines now sit atop the college basketball world. That would be the national champion Michigan Wolverines, led by head coach Dusty May, and a star-studded roster perfectly stitched together through the transfer portal. Michigan cut down the nets last night, winning the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1989 with a 69-63 win over the UConn Huskies in Indianapolis. It was a wire-to-wire win for the Wolverines. Every time UConn had a punch and tried to come back, the Wolverines punched back even harder. Point guard Elliot Cadeau led the way last night with 19 points.
Man, it just feels great being able to do this with the people I love in front of all these great fans. Shout out to the fans that pulled up. Shout out to y'all.
Wolverines haven't won a national championship since 1989. Michigan students in Ann Arbor spilled from the bars and partied in the streets celebrating the Wolverines' national championship win last night. Michigan News Network's Darlin Horn.
Arbor fans flooded out bars and restaurants to watch the Wolverines take on the UConn Huskies. After the Wolverines won, pure pandemonium and celebrations is all you could see. Police were there to keep things in order, but could not control the excitement from fans like Jack.
Because some teams are about destiny, and this team fundamentally was about destiny from the very beginning. From optional training camp with Coach May up until tonight, it was about destiny, it was about this game, and we won. We execute during the days, we party at the night, we celebrate, we win basketball games, football, whatever it is.
The Wolverines have not won a national championship since 1989, making this an even bigger deal for alumni and students who love this university so much.
Head coach Dusty May in front of the microphones after the contest.
These guys obviously have a lot of individual talent, and they gave to the group, and they showed love to each other throughout, publicly, privately, and it was authentic and just a really, really special group.
We'll have more with our sports update in just a little bit. Jackson City Council set to vote on whether or not to allocate funding for Habitat for Humanity to build a home on Clinton Street at their meeting coming up later on today. The city of Jackson received an annual allocation of around $275,300 through the Home Investment Partnerships Program. City Council approved the submission of the 2025-2026 Annual Action Plan and funding allocations for the Community Development Block Grant and Home Funds in May of last year. When combined with anticipated program income in the amount of $5,000, the city expects to have $280,362.21 available to allocate toward affordable housing activities. In response to citizen comments regarding the need for more affordable housing options, the City of Jackson is proposing to allocate a portion of the unused home funds from previous grant years to the Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity for the construction of an affordable, accessible home for purchase by an income-qualified family. The home would be built on 322 Clinton Street, which Habitat for Humanity previously bought from the city. Jackson County Board of Commissioners are scheduled to hold their April study session meeting this morning. The board is going to be receiving a progress update from Verigy, who have been contracted to make construction upgrades to various county buildings. According to their presentation that is in the agenda packet, scopes of work that are near completion include HVAC work at the county courthouse and tower building, as well as building controls at the tower building. Scopes of work that are fully complete include LED lighting at all building, HVAC solar panels, building controls at most contracted buildings, and EV charging at the courthouse. Projects that have made little progress are solar and wastewater plant work at the Dalton landfill, which the county is attempting to purchase. While Jackson County has approved a purchase of the landfill, the completion of the purchase is currently being held up at the state level. Study session this morning, fifth floor of the Jackson Tower building. Consumers Energy is planning another electric rate hike just 7 days after its last increase was approved. The utility filed notice with the Michigan Public Service Commission that intends to seek a new rate hike on or after June 2nd, the earliest date allowed under state law. This comes after regulators approved a $276 million increase that takes effect May 1st. Since 2020, nearly $800 million in annual rate increases have been approved for Consumers Energy. State Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office will once again intervene, raising concerns about the frequency and size of these requests and their impact on Michigan families. The amount of the new request hasn't been announced yet, but previous proposals have topped $400 million. A formal filing is expected in June. Suspected drunk driver sent a Michigan State trooper to the hospital early yesterday morning.
The officer had non-life-threatening injuries, but needed to be pulled out of her car by fire rescue after it was slammed into by a Lincoln SUV at around 1 a.m. The MSP trooper was pulled over, and the 32-year-old driver's car hit her passenger side, spun out, and hit two other cars. The driver was taken into custody for a blood draw after showing signs of intoxication. A lieutenant called the crash preventable and said they're extremely lucky there were only minor injuries.
That's Michigan News Network's Chris Fallar reporting. Four people, including a four-week-old baby, were injured in a two-vehicle crash in Henrietta Township. The crash happened Sunday morning at 1017 on Plum Orchard Road near Fitchburg Road west of Munith. According to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, all four victims, including an 83-year-old, were taken to Henry Ford Jackson Hospital. Deputies say their injuries were considered stable and non-critical. Investigators determined one of the drivers was at fault and issued multiple traffic citations. Four deputies responded to the scene, and authorities say the investigation is ongoing. Lenawee County woman is missing after reportedly falling overboard during a trip to the Bahamas. Authorities say 56-year-old Lynette Hooker of Onstead was reported missing early Sunday. Her husband told officials she fell into the water Saturday night while they were traveling by boat near Elbow Cay. He reported that the boat key also went overboard, shutting off the engine, and strong currents quickly carried her out of sight. The husband later made his way to a nearby marina and contacted authorities about 4 a.m. A search lasting about 5 hours was conducted but did not locate her. The investigation remains ongoing. Jackson Symphony Orchestra has named a new director of development. Lori Eberhardt will lead fundraising, donor engagement, and strategic initiatives to support the symphony's mission and growth. Eberhardt brings extensive experience from the sports and live entertainment industry, most recently serving as CEO of a nonprofit tied to WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca, Over her career, she's handled major partnerships, event operations, and high-level negotiations totaling billions of dollars. She's also held leadership roles with several major racing organizations, including Michigan International Speedway. Eberhardt has strong ties to Jackson, where she grew up and attended a public school. She also has a long family connection to the symphony. She now returns home to help strengthen the organization's role in the community. Road project is now underway in Blackman Township. The Jackson County Department of Transportation says resurfacing work on O'Neill Drive just off Airport Road began Monday and will continue until the project is complete. The road will remain open to traffic, but drivers should expect lane closures, delays, and occasional temporary closures during the construction. Access to businesses in the area will be maintained. No detours are posted. Motorists are advised to plan ahead and allow extra time when traveling through the area. Local Islamic leaders are calling for calm after President Trump's weekend social media posts.
12 members of the Imams Council of Michigan responded to recent social media posts by President Trump involving Iran and the president's use of the expression, quote, praise be to Allah. Here's Imam Steve Mustafa Eltruk.
They are not political slogans.
He said the social media post, which included expletives, was inflammatory, and then wondered,
where are we headed if we continue down a path of dehumanizing rhetoric, perpetual war, especially under a president who once promised to end endless wars?
The faith leaders say their goal is to encourage dialogue at home during a tense time overseas. Tim Pamplin for the Michigan News Network.
Official charges have been filed against a West Michigan man who police say killed a three-year-old girl. Estella Johnson was hit by a pickup truck near her home in Cedar Springs Friday afternoon. She died from the injuries. 33-year-old Danielle Bryant was the fiancé of Estella's mother. He was arraigned on a count of second-degree child abuse and reckless driving causing death. A GoFundMe has been set up to help with funeral costs. A daring escape has led to the arrest of a caretaker. On March 15th, 58-year-old Saginaw woman was found looking for help. She said she broke a window to escape from a basement where she was held against her will. Police found the basement and learned she had little to no access to a bathroom or shower and was also given minimal food and water. Last week, the victim's caretaker, Tasha Beeman, was charged with unlawful imprisonment and vulnerable adult abuse. South Lyon man faces multiple charges in connection to child sexually abusive material. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Austin McCarty's wife reportedly saw an inappropriate picture of a young girl on his computer last January. McCarthy allegedly told her he used an AI tool to create similar images of children. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says they found more than 40,000 images of child sexually abusive material during a year-long examination of his devices. McCarty is charged with three counts each of aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material and using a computer to commit a crime. Police in Wyoming are trying to figure out what led to a man being hit by a train. Just after noon on Monday, police found the man suffering from serious injuries close to U.S. 131 and M6. It's not known what led up to the incident. Astronauts aboard Artemis 2 have a clear path back to Earth.
It looks like clear sailing and good space weather. Yes, that's something NOAA monitors as well. Weather in space is different. What here on the Big Blue Marble? Steve Dahl, space weather coordinator for the National Weather Service, on what they're looking for.
In terrestrial weather that all of us have done as well, you have a good idea that a cold front's going to come through. It just doesn't appear out of nowhere. But when it comes to space weather, some things happen on the sun because they're hidden from us beneath the surface. And that can lead to eruptions that happen due to stressed out magnetic fields in the sun that we're just unaware of. But we do have pretty good skill when it comes to forecasting solar radiation storms.
Dahl says so far things are looking great and they're projecting good space weather for the trip home for Artemis 2. Ryan Recker for the Michigan News Network.
There's been record enrollment in preschool in Michigan, but there's just one problem. Not enough teachers. Michigan News Network's Beth Fisher reports one organization is trying to do something about it.
My Early Apprentice is a certification pathway program for people who want to become an early childhood teacher. Jack Elsie is president and CEO of the Michigan Educator Workforce Initiative and says about 6,000 teachers are needed.
It is no cost to them. Currently, we have 200 or so candidates enrolled across the state. And we're expanding to new counties right now.
Elsie says a barrier for many people to become a teacher is the cost, but My Early Apprentice covers tuition for child development associates, associate, and bachelor's degrees. He says applications close on May 1st. Beth Fisher, Michigan News Network.
West Michigan's International Art Competition is extending the registration deadline. Art Prize welcomed more than 9,000 people to Grand Rapids last year with free art galleries spread across the city. Artists from around the world participate in the competition. They're extending the venue registration deadline to May 28th, which is the same time artist registration closes. Traverse City's National Cherry Festival is celebrating a huge milestone this year. The festival has been around for the last 100 years, and this year, legendary rock frontman David Lee Roth, the original voice of Van Halen, has been announced as a headliner on July 4th. The Cherry Festival is scheduled on the 4th of July through the 11th on the shores of Grand Traverse Bay. Tickets go on sale Friday morning, 9 o'clock, and can be found at cherryfestival.org. It's Tuesday, and it's the 7th. Day of April. Today we celebrate International Beaver Day. It's International Snail Papers Day. It's also National Beer Day. Oh, it makes sense now. Yesterday was Beer Eve. I get it now. It's also National Coffee Cake Day. It's World Health Day. It's Public Television Day. National Pet Health Insurance Day. And it's Empowered Women Entrepreneurs Day. Pick up your latest edition of Jackson Magazine. It was on this date in 1798, the territory of Mississippi was organized. It's on this date in 1940, Booker T. Washington became the first black man to be pictured on a U.S. postage stamp. On this date in 1949, the musical The musical South Pacific by Rodgers and Hammerstein debuted on Broadway. It was on this date in 1969. The Supreme Court unanimously struck down laws prohibiting private possession of obscene material. It was on this date in 1970. John Wayne won his first and only Oscar. It was on this date in 1978, the Police released Roxanne as the first single from their debut album, Outlandish D'Amour.
Roxanne! You don't have to put on a red light. Those days are over. You don't have to say about it to the night. Roxanne!
And that was Eddie Murphy singing Roxanne in 48 Hours, which him and Nick Nolte, that came out in 1988. It was on this date in 2000, President Bill Clinton signed the Senior Citizens Freedom to Work Act. It's on this date in 2012, Mike Wallace, one of the original hosts of CBS's 60 Minutes, he passed away at the age of 93. It's on this date in 2014, Peaches Geldof, the 25-year-old daughter of Live Aid mastermind Bob Geldof, was found dead. It's on this date in 2022. Ketanji Brown Jackson became the first black woman to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate to the Supreme Court. Birthdays today include Connor Rayburn, actor, according to Jim, he's 27 today. Bill Bellamy, actor and comic, last comic standing hot in Cleveland, 61 today. Russell Crowe is 62. I gotta be honest with you, I thought he was older than that. He's kind of let himself go since the Gladiator days. Jackie Chan, 72, from Rush Hour. Francis Ford Coppola, 87, director of The Godfather and Apocalypse Now. James Garner would have had a birthday today. He passed away in 2014. Wayne Rogers from MASH would have had a birthday today, passed away in 2015. David Frost, TV personality, producer, and interviewer, would have had a birthday today, passed away in 2013. Other birthdays today include Ben McGee, bassist from Imagine Dragons, 41. Janice Ian from At 17 is 75 today. John Oates, the back half of Hall & Oates, John Oates is 78 today. Today. Just a taste of a vision upset. Patricia Bennett is 79 today from the Chiffons. Bobby Bear, he did Detroit City, country singer. He is 91 today. Billie Holiday would have had a birthday. Passed away in 1959. For more local stories, breaking news, and interviews with Jackson's newsmakers, visit us online at WKHM.com. I'm Mark Daly. Mark Daly, and you're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast.
Back to AM Jackson on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Sports up next, courtesy of Kettlebell Hotspot, Sport and Fitness Center. If you're listening to this right now, it's possible, maybe, just maybe, that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 a.m. class could fit into your schedule. They also have a class at 8 a.m. on those days. Don't forget about the 4:30 class on Monday and Wednesday, and that 9 a.m. Saturday morning circuit. So wherever you are in your physical fitness journey, they have a spot for you, Kettlebell Hotspot. It's where your functional fitness begins, improving your strength, balance, and mobility. 7851 Spring Arbor Road, on Facebook and online at kettlebellhotspot.com. Well, the Michigan basketball Wolverines, again, are your national champs. Final call from last night.
Nails a pair. 69-63. Wolverines. Smith. Length of the floor. Layup doesn't go. Ball knocked around. Flung down the floor. Caravan trying to track it down. And he will. And it's over. Hail to the champions. Hail to Michigan. For the first time in 37 years, the Wolverines win the national title.
Now, I know what he's trying to do there. It should have been hail to the victors. I get what he was trying to do, but he just off. Just one word, but that's all right. We'll let it pass, since the Michigan basketball Wolverines are the national champions last night after they took down UConn 69-63 in Indianapolis, capturing the program's second national championship and first since 1989. Michigan led by four at the half and pushed the advantage to double digits midway through the second for holding off a late Huskies rally. Elliot Cadeau led the way, 19 points, and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. Yaxel Lindenborg had 13. Moriz Johnson Jr. recorded a double-double, 12 points, 10 boards. And the win caps a historic season for Michigan. They finished 37-3, tying a Big Ten record for victories and securing the conference's first national title since 2000. Wolverines also claimed a Big Ten regular season title and multiple postseason awards. Michigan beat UConn last night. And after the win, Yaxel Lindenborg, he told the microphones that he thought they were going to win.
I definitely thought that we were going to win the championship. You know, the team was a really, really talented group. Everybody's super unselfish. So I definitely felt like, you know, the power of friendship could lead us to victory.
He also said that they pushed. They had to push.
I want to try to give myself some credit for being out there. I feel like I sucked pretty much the whole game. But just me being out there means a lot to me. And I know it meant a lot to them. And, you know, it provided an extra push.
Lindenborg also said that, all right, so that was the push. That was the extra push. How about Elliot Cadeau? He said that the Wolverines had to find ways.
We constantly just been finding ways to win all year, no matter how everybody's playing.
And coach of the Huskies, Dan Hurley, talked about his team and the foul trouble that they were in.
I thought we were, you know, positioned, if we didn't have that foul trouble, to potentially go into the halftime with a lead. You go in with a lead, you know, and they make a run, you're down five instead of 11. You know, but we also, too, you know, a problem for our team has been undisciplined fouling. you know, at times. But, you know, it's hard to ref that game. We both played so hard.
Once again, University of Michigan, your national champions, NCAA basketball tournament champions. All right, let's turn our attention then to other sports in the NBA last night. It was the Detroit Basketball Pistons. They dropped their contest in Orlando 123-107 last night. Elsewhere in the NBA yesterday, it was Connor Dockery's Denver Basketball Nuggets getting a win over the Trailblazers 137-132. Spurs beat the 76ers 115-102. Cavs over the Grizzlies 142-126. The Knicks getting a win over the Hawks 108-105. So a little NBA light schedule yesterday. On to the ice. Nope, on to Major League Baseball and the Detroit Baseball Tigers. They dropped the opener of a four-game series with the Twins last night, 7-3 for the final last night. Let's check in with Dan Dickerson and the recap.
Hi, this is Dan Dickerson. The Minnesota Twins take game one of a four-game series from the Tigers with a 7-3 win. Twins jumped out to a 3-0 lead, three runs in the third inning. Sacrifice fly off the bat of Caratini, a Wallner single, a Lewis single, while Casey Mize made it 3-0. Tigers answered right back in the top of the fourth inning. An error by the shortstop Lee opened the door for the Tigers. Error, walk, double from Colt Keith got the Tigers on the board. Tigers down 3-1. Then Zach McKinstry, a couple of batters later, a sharp two-run single with one out to make it a 3-3 game. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, Casey Mize on a cold night really had trouble with the splitter. It wasn't the weapon that it was in Arizona. And he gave up a two-out, two-run home run to Luke Kuechel. That two-run home run broke the 3-3 tie, and the Twins go on to the 7-3 win. Ryan goes long enough. He needed 101 pitches, Joe Ryan, to get through five innings of work. He gets the win, his first of the year. Bonda, Orzy, Funderburk, and Larson closed it out for the Minnesota Twins. Tigers fall to 4-6 with the loss. Twins improved to 4-6 with the win. Game two coming up on Tuesday night. Tarek Skubal on the mound for the Tigers. Taj Bradley on the mound for the Twins. 7:40 start on the air at 7:15 on the Detroit Tigers Radio Network.
Thank you, Dan Dickerson, with the recap. Elsewhere from Major League Baseball from yesterday, it was the Phillies on top of the Giants, 6-4. Angels beat the Braves, 6-2. Rockies over the Astros, 9-7. The Rangers getting a win over the Mariners, 2-1. The B.O.s beat the White Sox, 2-1. Dodgers over the Blue Jays, 14-2. Natty's beating the Cards 9-6. Brewers over the Red Sox 8-6. Reds topping the Marlins, shutting out the Marlins 2-0. Padres shutting out the Pirates 5-0. Royals over the Guardians 4-2. And the Rays beat the Cubbies 6-4 for that final. So game two of the four-game series, Tigers and Twins tonight, Detroit at -175, as we have Tarek Skubal going to the mound tonight. So the experts are hanging their hat on the Tigers, who are, again, on the road, 2-5 when they're on the road. The Twins are 2-2 when they're at home. And we'll have that contest for you on our sister station, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, 7:15 for the broadcast, shortly after 7:30 for that first pitch. And one more before we leave Major League Baseball. As Detroit Tigers will be teaming up with one of their most popular former players for a special event this month, Michigan News Network's Tony Ortiz.
For a second straight year, the Tigers and the Kirk Gibson Foundation for Parkinson's will come together to celebrate Gibby's Day on April 23rd at Comerica Park. A portion of the proceeds from that afternoon contest against the Milwaukee Brewers will be donated to the foundation, which opened the Kirk Gibson Center for Parkinson's Wellness last October. The culmination of a project that Cam Gibson, the foundation's director of brand development, said was the longtime focus of his father's.
It was all his idea. He wanted to have all these programs in one centralized spot, so it's easier access for the community, the Parkinson's community. And he figured, you know, if I have the name for it, I can do this. I can put the team together to help me do this. And here we are.
You can purchase tickets for that game at gibbysday.org. I'm Tony Ortiz for the Michigan News Network.
Jackson College Jets baseball last night split a doubleheader on the road at Henry Ford College. Game one, the Jets took that one with a 9-5 victory. Game number two, they fell 4-3. So that puts the Jets at 14-11 overall, 6-3 in conference play. Meanwhile, on softball side of things, no action from yesterday, but today, yeah, I'm trying to kind of get a handle of what's going on with their schedule, because they had at home Muskegon Community College scheduled, but that was canceled. Now, according to their pocket schedule, they're on the road at Marion University. That's a doubleheader at 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock today for Jackson College Jets softball. High school baseball and softball. Let's start off with Vandercook Lake getting a 9-7 win versus Lunaway. I'm sorry, that's Lunaway Christian edged out Vandy last night. Lunaway, the Cougars getting the 9-7 win over Vandy last night. In softball, Jackson split a doubleheader with Battle Creek Central. They lost game one 25-8, bounced back for a game two win of 10-5. Grass Lake softball rolled to a dominant win Monday, shutting out Western 16-0. The Warriors got on board early with a run in the first on a wild pitch, then added another in the second on a solo dinger. The big blow came in the third inning when Grass Lake exploded for 8 runs on 7 hits. At the plate, the Warriors piled up 17 hits on the night. Grass Lake is back in action Tuesday at home against Homer. Today in baseball, Addison's at Manchester. That's at 4. Columbia's at Leslie at 4. Hanover Horton at East Jackson at 4. Homer at Grass Lake at 4. Jackson will be at Adrian at 4. Vandy at Center at 4. Jonesville at Napoleon at 4. Springport will be hosting Quincy at 3:45. And on to softball, where Springport hosts Quincy at 3:45. Leslie will host Columbia at 4. East Jackson will host Hanover Horton at 4. Grass Lake hosts Homer at 4. Jackson will be hosting Battle Creek Central at 4. Center takes on Vandy at 4. Napoleon plays host to Jonesville at 4. Okemos, Western on the road at Okemos. That's at 4 o'clock. That's high school baseball and softball. Let's pivot over to soccer. Girls soccer from yesterday out of the Big 8 saw Springport getting the 9-2 win over Stockbridge yesterday, and Bronson shut out the Valley 5-0. Cascades soccer from yesterday, Coldwater topped Michigan Center 3-1. Leslie shut out Hanover Horton 3-0. And Hillsdale beat Jonesville 3-0. Today, Clinton is at Jonesville in girls soccer. On to the I-8, where Western took care of Milan 5-1. Today in the I-8, you have Paw Paw at Harper Creek, Calhoun Christian at Battle Creek Penfield, and Northwest on the road at Onsted 5:30. Kick time there. In the white, SEC White. Yesterday, it was... we don't have a score for Blissfield yet to come. See, today you've got Pinckney at Chelsea, Ypsilanti Community at Jackson, and Adrian is that in a tri-meet? They've got Warren Lincoln and Ipsy Lincoln both on their schedule. How about this? Adrian will face Lincoln today at 7 o'clock. Just going to go for partial credit. And today, Jackson Christian, they're in action, as the Royals will be taking on Ida on the road at Ida, then tomorrow again on the road at Onsted for the Lady Royals. High school golf from yesterday, the Manchester Jamboree. Top three finishers, Napoleon's Lucas Conaway shot a 51. Junior Lucas Schwartz from Addison shot a 42. So did Grass Lake's Zach Rice, senior, shot a 42. And then a tie for third place, as you had Jackson Zeibel from Grass Lake, sophomore, shooting a 43. And Napoleon's Levi Lataki shooting a 43. Winners of the tournament, Napoleon with a 175 overall, Grass Lake coming in second at 183, and Addison at 185. Now, real quick, we've got the Wings in action tonight as they take on the Blue Jackets. The Wings, desperate need of a win. They are 20-15-3 when they're at home. Blue Jackets are 18-16-4 when they're on the road. Experts who put together the sports books say Detroit at -120. 7 o'clock puck drops, again, 6:45 for the broadcast right here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Again, your Michigan basketball Wolverines. They are the NCAA basketball champions. Go Blue.
You're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast with your host, Mark Daly.
Back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
At 7:31, it's AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. You know, as we look at the calendar, we are less than a month away from Cinco de Mayo, and it's never too early to start talking about Cinco de Mayo. And we have Elizabeth and Christina in the studio with us today. Elizabeth, you may recognize her as Mrs. Roper, who's been in here couple times before for the Mrs. Roper romp and, of course, the 12 Bars of Christmas. And, well, Elizabeth, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, Mark.
And we've got a little something different we're talking about here today, but you still came full on in costume.
Of course.
Yeah. And Christina, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's your first time here.
It's my first.
Yeah, all right. Well, we appreciate you being here, and I'm going to not spoil a surprise. I'll let you guys kind of cut loose. What is happening on Cinco de Mayo at the Grand River Brewery?
Well, it's Taco Tuesday, May 5th.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's perfect. Uh-huh. And we're going to have the Chug and Stab murder mystery. It's going to take place in like a cantina type theme.
Okay.
So we'd like everyone to dress up if you want to participate. There will be a murder, and we will have characters that are quite shady and enthusiastic and
okay.
Right into their character, you know, dressed and everything. And all the guests will actually ask questions and try and figure out who did it.
Okay.
It's your typical clue.
So a little murder mystery happening,
yep,
with a Cinco de Mayo theme, because you guys did not disappoint. You came dressed as if you were in the cantina right now.
Cheers.
Yes.
The world's smallest maraca from Christina. So, all right, what can we expect? Can you, like, hint? I don't want you to give away any of the plot, but can you hint at plot details, or are some of those finer details still being worked out?
They're still being worked out.
Okay.
However, it will be fun.
Well, yeah.
Lots of goofiness.
I feel like anything you're attached to, Elizabeth, is going to be a hoot.
Thank
Seriously.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. I try.
All right. So, and you'll have to go to Facebook to see the pictures later, because that's going to happen here in just a bit. But I promise you, they did not disappoint this morning. They came full on cantina. So, I've never been to a murder mystery. So, for our listeners who might not have experienced that like myself, kind of walk me through that. What is that? What's the experience like? What do you say to someone who's never been to or been a part of that, you know, they should go to? Tell me about it.
Go ahead.
All right. So basically, it's an entertainment experience while you're dining. So during the whole course of the dinner for the 2 hours that we have, mm-hmm, it's basically a story plot. Elizabeth is creating this entire story. You come in, you'll order your drinks and your food, and you have pretty much your little cue cards that you're going to have and what questions you can answer without giving away the secret of the murderer.
Okay.
You know, because you got to keep it no face, no case kind of attitude.
Yeah.
So while you're eating and enjoying, you're going to be mingling with your friends and, you know, just enjoying the atmosphere while Elizabeth is kind of your host. She's going to be explaining everything, walking around and kind of getting people to talk. It's a networking slash, and it's a chug and stab. It should be chug and stab. Basically, nobody knows what's going on but Elizabeth. So
you don't even know what's going on.
I don't even know what's going on.
Okay.
I'm there for your entertainment purposes. So who knows what she's going to make me do.
Yeah. Is this your first time, Elizabeth, putting on a murder mystery?
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of inspired you? What Have you taken part in these before? Where did this come from?
Christina, we met, and she's just like, I want to do a murder mystery. I'm like, okay, when? Well, you know, August is full, and October's full. I'm like, well, what's May? We got Cinco de Mayo, and boom, it just started. That was about a month ago.
Because we often don't think of murder mystery with Cinco de Mayo. We think of other things with Cinco de Mayo, but... It feels like, I'm going to be honest with you, it feels like chocolate in your peanut butter right now. It feels like it's going to be a match made in heaven.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
I did enjoy some Nutella last night. So
there you go.
All right. So how do people sign? Do they just go to GRB and sign up? Do they need to go online? How do they get signed up for this event happening on Cinco de Mayo at Grand River Brewery?
Okay. So it's on GRB's webpage.
Okay.
It is an Eventbrite event. Mm-hmm. So you can just type in Eventbrite and it will take you there and type in Murder Mystery Jackson or that. It's on my Facebook. It's on Facebook for GRB. And
flyers will be at the location as well at GRB. Okay.
Yep. All right.
And they'll be around town soon.
So how many is there a limit?
There is a limit. 55 tickets.
So the first 55. So yes. Get signed up.
And we're already halfway there.
Sign up early, sign up often.
Yes.
To 55. So you're already half sold.
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Wow. That's gone quick.
Yeah.
What's the cost? How much does it cost to get in?
It's $10 and then there's a $2 fee or whatever. So it's like $12.50.
That sounds super affordable.
Yes.
Especially in a day and age where we're like getting sticker shock for having entertainment items. That sounds $10?
Yes.
Well, that's super affordable.
Yeah. Then you buy your drinks and food and play. Yeah.
And of course, I'm assuming it's going to be a Mexican themed menu.
Absolutely.
I'm just throwing that out there
my chef Jenna is working incredibly hard to make this as much fun as we are. And then my bartenders are coming up with drinks to match the theme as well.
Okay.
So everything will be handmade, handcrafted, and just for the whole fiesta.
Yeah. For the whole fiesta. At the cantina.
At the cantina, aka the barrel room.
The barrel room. Okay, so that's it. It's not taking over the entire establishment.
The way we're working at, we might have to do a whole restaurant.
Maybe. So how are things going at GRB, Christina?
Really good. Mm-hmm. So I took over a little over 2 months ago, and really just driving excellent food and the service. We have come a long way in 2 months already.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a little bit of a facelift, not too much, but just adding some color, adding some fresh paint. And, you know, we have fresh faces in the building now. It's incredible.
Okay.
So I fell in love with the place and now they're stuck with me, whether they like it or not.
So let me ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
A lot of times when people come in, let's say that somebody's never been in before. And if I go to a restaurant I've never been to before, I'll even ask the server, all right, what do you recommend? What's the best thing on the menu? What do you recommend? So let's start there.
Brand
new person sits down. What do you recommend?
Oh my gosh. Our wood fire pizza is so great.
Oh
we
gosh,
just opened it every day, all day. As soon as we open the doors, it's different. It's good. It's a small selection, but it doesn't mean we can't do what you're asking for. We just got to ask the questions and I'll make it happen.
When you have wood fire pizza, it's got that crisp. It's like a perfect combination of crisp and then softness underneath that. It's so good.
And our flavor qualities is just, it's mouthwatering. It pops. It's great.
Yeah. Okay.
So that would definitely be one of my first choices.
Okay. So I'm sitting down. You talked me into the wood fired pizza. What am I chasing that with?
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, if you're a beer drinker, my personal favorite is the Born After Midnight. It's a Belgian beer that we make in-house.
Thank you for not saying IPA.
I enjoy IPAs and we have a great one, but I am such a Belgian fan. And it's a darker color Belgian, but it's so light and it's delicious. It's got a sweet, but still a barrel taste. I don't know. It's just my favorite beer out of all the beers we have. I always recommend it to all my friends.
At 7, what are we at? 7:39 in the morning? You're making me hungry for pizza and
beer. I know.
I
should have brought some food, but I don't think I could have cooked this early. Okay, next time.
So the murder mystery is happening. You've got... It's halfway there. So you got to get online and get your tickets right now. Again, Eventbrite's the place to go, right, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay. What else do we need to know about the murder mystery? I mean, we kind of figured out where it came from. You told us that. Oh, you said dress up.
Dress
yeah, that's one
up.
Thing we haven't touched on yet.
It just enhances the experience, is, you know, being in character, whether it's a, you know, a, you know, poncho or a sombrero or even a bandana or, you know, just something festive and colorful.
And everybody does it on Cinco de Mayo. It's like everybody wears green on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we're all
Day.
Irish Why then. Why can't we just be Hispanic?
Right. Now, it's a 90s theme. So are we trying to...
It's not really set in an era.
Oh, it's not.
If you wanted to come like really like old school bandito, and if you want to come like I said, with a bandana or something, everybody's welcome. Just something festive.
I'm curious. So how many Cheech and Chongs you're going to have?
I hope we get a lot.
You know,
it'll be a smoking good time.
I just have flashes of Cheech and Chong movies running through my mind right now.
Same.
You know, it's
Flow Rider and Cheech and Chong. Yep.
All the one-liners from those movies that I can't say right now.
Yep.
Right. I'm following around
for
a month.
You can May 5th.
Right. You can May 5th. You can May 5th. So, again, sign up at Eventbrite. What didn't we talk about yet with this event that our listeners need to know about, Christina, Elizabeth, was we're talking about Cinco de Mayo Chug and Stab Murder Mystery.
With the characters, I will need a few volunteers. So if someone is attending and they don't want to be maybe the guest and guessing, they could actually be one of the suspects.
Okay.
So all they have to do is reach out to me, Elizabeth Ray on Facebook, or even in the Eventbrite has my email attached. Just send me a message and say, hey, this is something I'd like to do.
Okay.
Because you'll be asked a lot of questions from all the guests because they want to know, are you the suspect? Are you the murderer?
All right.
And it's just like the game Clue. I mean, you're just trying to figure out who did it.
Okay. In the barrel room with a barrel.
You know it.
Okay. Or a mug.
Bottle of tequila over the head.
Yeah. So your guest, one of the guests isn't going to be the murderer. It's going to be somebody who's involved in the planning.
Character
suspects. One of the character suspects.
Yeah.
Now you're going all Matt Hines on me.
Yes.
All
right, you'll never know who it is, though. It can be one of our staff members.
There'll be 8 to 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. 8 to 10 characters.
Okay. And it runs from when to when?
6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. So just a couple hours.
2 hours.
A couple hours on a weeknight. $10. Super affordable.
Yeah. And go to work the next day.
Now, does the person who figures it out, do they get bragging rights? Or is there a prize or what?
There will be a prize.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to have the prize for whoever guesses it correctly. And then we're going to have a prize for whoever's best dressed.
Oh, okay. So a little incentive to come out.
Absolutely.
Like Cheech Chong or whoever you want to dress for Cinco de Mayo. Right.
Yes. Okay. And be in character.
And be in character. I can just see it in the barrel room. There's going to be a couple sombreros that people keep bumping into each other's heads with, right?
At least it won't be mine because I'm the tallest one, so you won't be able to do that.
Oh, man, this sounds like a lot of fun. Now, is Chug and Stab, is this part of a series, or is this just kind of what we came up with for this particular
event? This
is all
Christina. She came up with the name.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was just a fun thing when me and her started brainstorming about things that we wanted to do, and it... She was running through ideas and I was running through, and then somehow it just came out to be Chug and Stab. And the next thing you know, we're talking about events later down the road together. We're like, oh, we should do this.
Okay. Can we touch on some of those events while you're here? What's coming up down the road?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's next?
June 11th will be June Love. And it's speed dating.
Okay.
40 years and older.
Yeah. All right.
Bring your favorite gal or guy pal and come on in. So it'll be equal amounts of guys to women. And we also, she's not participating in this one, but we're doing the pups on the patio to introduce pups to hang out outside of the store.
Pups on the patio.
Mm-hmm.
So people can bring their dogs then?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. So we're dedicating a whole area so people who want to bring their fur babies.
Okay, right there on the shores of the Grand River.
Right there with all that lovely construction we got going on. But it's going to be a good time no matter what.
Yeah.
And then we are looking at doing a salsa dancing.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we are partnering up with Miss Romper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited to be a part of that this year.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. The Mrs. Roper Romp was coming back this year.
Yes, it's September 26th.
Okay. September 26th. So we got some time.
Yes.
You got some time.
Get your wig.
To get on eBay, get the wide-brimmed jumpsuit if you want to go as Mr. Furley.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or any of the characters.
Yep.
As it's not just Mrs. Roper.
No. We'll have a Chrissy, and I already talked to a couple people.
Can't imagine what you're going to put me as now.
We'll have a Larry.
A lot of Mrs. Ropers, but there's other characters from Three's Company, too.
Absolutely. So, all right. That's a lot of fun.
It That is a lot of fun. That is a lot of fun. So again, Eventbrite is where they go. There's a variety of I did a simple Google search before you guys came in. I just typed in Cinco de Mayo Murder Mystery Grand River Brewery, and it took me right to the Eventbrite page and then to the Grand River Brewery page. So it's so easy to find online.
Good.
All right.
Fantastic.
Cool. Anything else? Anything else we need to talk about? All right.
Nope.
So find it on Eventbrite. Find it at the Grand River Brewery site and have some fun. Chug and Stab, Murder Mystery, Wood Fire. How about a Wood Fire taco pizza?
Maybe we're already ahead of you.
All right. I love it. Great minds think alike.
Christina, about a good time.
Christina, Elizabeth, thanks so much for being here today. This is a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And check out the Facebook page because the picture's coming up pretty soon. You're listening to AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM at 7:46.
I'm Mark Daly, and you're listening to the AM Jackson Podcast.
And just like that, it's 9:35 on a Tuesday. And we are live in the County National Bank studio, and it's time for the County National Bank Show. And we welcome back to the studio, Catherine Cat Walker, your host today from County National Bank. Cat, good morning.
Good morning.
How the heck are you?
You know, it's a beautiful sunshiny day.
Yeah.
It's a little chilled, but it's okay. It's one day.
A little
day,
chilly.
But it's just beautiful out.
Grass is starting to get that little green look to it, you know? It's, yeah.
I told my husband, I was like, a little bit more rain, a little more sunshine, you're going to have to mow the yard.
Granted, yes. Mm-hmm. Get it all ready for springtime mowing.
Yes.
That I'm not looking forward to.
Eh.
You know?
But you're outside, yeah. Fresh air.
I love being outside. I do. I love being outside, but I'm not. It's because my lawn is a bear.
Is it?
It's not fun. If it was a nice little flat piece of property and I could just
zip right over
zip right through and just be happy with my nice straight lines.
I have one of those. That. And then it has to do a diagonal and straight and then go the opposite, whatever. I was like, it looks great.
So if I was looking for a big piece of equipment, could I get financed through County National Bank?
You could, actually.
Yeah?
Yes.
How about that?
So for those, zero turn? Mm-hmm. And yes, we do. On our consumer side for products, we do. We have loans for that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now, what if I was a business and maybe I'm thinking to start a landscaping wing? Or something. I be able to at least have conversations about commercial loans?
You would, absolutely. Right. You would call me. Okay. We would take a look at your business plan, business model, type of equipment that you need.
Yeah.
And then, yes, we would absolutely help you with that.
Kind of go from there. All right. Well,
yes.
Good. All right.
And then generally, I feel like those landscapers, then they move kind of to the winter season.
They do.
Where a lot of them will do the snow plows and removals, things like that. So that way, you know, they're working year round.
Right. Well, it feels like the... It grows too, not just from lawn maintenance. It grows onto, you said, landscapers, which that's where it goes. They start working on patio stones and
just getting the right plants where they need to be. And
right.
Yeah. Very methodical.
So all that expands.
It does. And like I said, is we can do that for the small business loans to help get you started. And I think that's one of the great things about the work that we do is we get to watch you grow.
Yeah. You know, that's a good point. I like that because just in the time that I've been in Jackson, I work with some right now that I can tell. I know you're gonna, you've already started out small, but you started out mighty. And in the few years I've known you, you've already grown. But you've seen it because you've been doing this for how long now?
Oh my! Well, I've been with County National for almost 12 years now.
Right.
And then
you've
the commercial,
seen those stories.
Commercial world, like 4 years, and it is. It's great. Like I said, we've talked about before. Is you drive around and you just kind of get a little smile on your face. You know, when you drive by certain businesses, certain even developments. And
I remember them when they were a cute little baby.
And it's like I had a hand in that.
Yeah.
And that's you know, banking that stays in the community.
Does that feel rewarding?
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, especially like if you're just on the way to the grocery store or you're like, oh, I got to go get gas. And, you know, you're passing certain businesses or even homes. You know, we have done so much too on the mortgage side and home equity side.
I feel that for sure. Yeah.
Yes. That, it just kind of gives you a sense of pride inside.
All right. Cool. Very good.
And like I said, when you're going around to the community or you're seeing people out at the baseball games that are starting, T-ball games, football games, you know, it's just one of those things. Hey, thanks, got my kitchen remodeled. I, you know, got all maybe my all the trees because cutting down trees are expensive, you know, with my home equity. And you know, we're doing an addition. So it's nice to see that and hear it.
Right. Well, let's pivot a little bit. Because we have a guest in the studio now.
We do.
Would you like to introduce our guest?
Yeah, I have Tessa Simmons. She is...
Hi, Tessa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am doing well. Running a little behind. Sorry about that.
See, nobody would have known.
No. I know myself. She called herself
I will. I'll tell on myself. Yeah, I'll hold myself accountable there.
We're trying to cover because, you know, I know the bigwigs, they download it from WKHM.com.
All the time.
Every,
I know.
Every
they
Tuesday, they do.
Listen.
Yeah.
Nope. Tessa, of course, is the branch manager at our Spring Arbor Road location.
Okay.
However, speaking about community and growing and a company you can grow with, Tessa actually accepted a new position within County National.
Really?
I did, yeah. So I'm really excited about it. I am going to be the new learning and development manager.
That sounds impressive.
I am very excited.
It's congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's a brand new role for the bank.
Okay.
So I have the opportunity to create and develop a corporate training plan to really help our associates grow. You know, we appreciate everything that they do for the organization and for our communities.
Okay.
And this is kind of our opportunity to give back to our associates, to pour back into those who do so much already.
So you're not managing the Spring Arbor branch anymore, but you're still office there?
So for right now, I'm still managing
until
we find the perfect replacement to come in and take that role.
All right.
But then I will
dual role for Tessa.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And then after the transition, I'll actually be moving downtown to our Fields location.
Okay. All right. So you've got the empty boxes ready.
Getting there.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So again, what's the new title going to be?
Learning and Development Manager.
Okay. And you said this is a new role. So I guess what kind of went into the or maybe I don't have the decision makers here. I don't know. But what into the process to kind of create this new role? Where was the need? Because we know CNB is good about needs and wants. So what was the need?
Well, I think as we've seen ourselves grow, you know, quite a bit in the last few years, there's just been this opportunity. We've had a training program for those that work in the branches.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a training program for our teller team and for those working in on maintaining and opening new accounts, but we're kind of lacking training in other departments.
Okay.
So this is going to be an opportunity for that full service. We'll have opportunities to train all areas of the bank.
Okay. So you'll be working within the employees of the bank then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Setting them up for success.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's what I am.
Okay.
And the career path that they choose or, you know, maybe like you said, as you start in one area and then you develop, you know, an inkling or a likely for something else. That's kind of what happened to me is, you know, I love doing loans so much, then transitioned into commercial loans where that's all I do.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. It gives you that opportunity and I feel like a stepping stone to prepare you then and then maybe even like... If you are interested in commercial loans, maybe setting up a program where you can kind of shadow and see what we do on a daily basis.
All right.
And then getting you to that point of where you'd like to be within the corporation.
So it's going
to
be more of like a one-on-one. You kind of figure out what people's goals are and kind of steer them towards that, right? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, that's part of it. Absolutely. Okay. There's going to be lots of opportunities. You know, with an organization our size, we do have that opportunity that we can have those one-on-one conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being as local and small as we are, we're still able to have that community feel where I can work directly with someone. I can help with those mentorship opportunities and establishing those partnerships throughout the organization.
Okay. All right. What's the larger part of your role going to be?
I think there's going to be a lot of development. You know, we're going to be looking at some technology changes in the next year or two as an organization. We've kind of got two opportunities for technology in front of us right now. And depending on which one of those ways we decide, that's going to be a lot of the role coming in the next few years.
Okay. I'm not going to have to change the app again, am I?
Not sure just yet.
All right. Okay. All right.
No, we'll make sure that it's there just for you.
Because I can never remember what my username and password is.
Either.
I can't. I can not. I'm on the phone trying to get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. It's my fault for not remembering.
No, I think in a world of just password heaviness, no matter what, you know, the reality of it is password, password, password. But it's so nice to put your thumbprint, stick your face in your phone, and don't have to worry about it.
No, you don't.
Yep.
You don't.
Because mine will do that too.
Except for when that update happens.
Yeah.
And I don't remember.
I'm like, I don't remember my user. I established this how many years ago? And
right.
I've changed things so many times because usually you do use the same user ID. And
I get the safe questions when I call in to update it, and I have to think back. What did I answer?
I know. You're like, do you remember?
What is my favorite color? It's changed since then, right?
Like, I used to like it, but now I don't. So, right. Yes. But you know what? You can always call.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can always come in and say, I don't know my user ID and password.
Right. Okay. I feel like we diverged a little bit from what we're supposed to be talking about today. So anyway, what else is going on? What else are we talking about today, Kat?
You know, and just like we talked about with spring and things going on, you know, Tessa at the branches, she does a lot of the home equity lines of credit, or like you said, this four-year lawn equipment that you might need. Very much so. That's consumer lending, and that is handled within the branches at all of our locations. The managers are able to do that. And I feel like spring fever is kind of here. Everybody's itching.
I've noticed it. In job number two, I've noticed it. But have you guys seen that too? Spring is equals more phone calls and more foot traffic.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially with everyone coming back from spring break this week. Last week was that lull.
Yes.
And then this week, everybody's back. Now they've got their house projects. So this is, like Kat said, this is a great time to look at doing a home equity line of credit. It gives you that opportunity to get started on it now while you're in your planning phase, and we can get the loan kind of prepared and ready to go so that as soon as that nice weather is really here and consistent, you have those funds available to do your house projects.
Yeah. So those house projects, you've been sitting on it, you've been festering over it.
Well, yeah, because we've all been in our houses all winter looking and saying, man.
Mm-hmm. Just picking it along.
It'd be nice to have this, this, and this, and time to update the bathroom, and
Instead of sitting there thinking that you can't do it, walk into the Spring Arbor Road location or walk into any one of the locations and say, this is what we want to do. How can we get? Because even if you aren't set up to do it exactly at that point, you'll help them come up with a plan, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We would love to sit down and have a conversation with you. Like you said, even if you're not ready right now, we're happy to sit down and help you plan what does that next 6, 12, 18 months look like?
Yeah.
And how can we help you get there?
Right, because the wants are always ready before the needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And then plus, you know, you can go ahead and establish like the line of credit. There's no fees if you don't use it.
Yeah.
So it's there. It's ready 6 months from now when you're like, okay, I am so tired of looking at this. I'm pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Boom. You got it. You're ready.
All right.
You don't have to wait or anything, and you're good to go, and let's start demolition.
Okay. It's County National Bank Show live in the County National Bank studio today. We talk a lot about walking in to the various locations, and there's so many of them. It's the footprint, even since we've been doing the show, the footprint for County National Bank is really significantly grown.
It's expanded. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when I first started, I would come on the radio. We've opened up Adrian since then, and then you have a branch in Tecumseh. We've moved up to Lansing with the LPO office, and then also in Portage, Kalamazoo area with commercial lending too. So we are widening our footprint. Yeah.
And it's spreading. It's not like when other establishments have, you know, kind of combined this, that, or the other. This has just been organic growth and spreading, right? And it's not combining. It's just CNB.
It is.
Put a little water on it and it's growing.
Yes. I mean, I'm surprised. Like I said, I've been there almost 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And how quickly and rapidly we have grown to other counties. And just to be a part of that growth and watch it happen with different departments being established also. And so we're growing, you know, within and out. And like I said, Vitesse's new role is going to help us do that, you know, and be ready, be prepared for when we do maybe open those locations for branches in Lansing and Kalamazoo. And let's set you up for success so we have no hiccups.
But the focus has still been on the local communities. You're able to grow like that, but still have that small town feel.
Yes. And I think that says a lot from us from just being out there. You know, Tessa's on the chamber. I see her, you know, when we get our little emails, there she is holding the ribbons, ready for the ribbon cuttings.
Are the big scissors hard to handle?
No, the new ones are nice. The new ones actually cut.
The old
scissors didn't, and you had to hide the real scissors behind it. Now, the new ones, you could give a mean haircut with those.
Okay. Have you had the urge to run with the big scissors?
They did trust me with the big scissors over the weekend once. I said, I don't know that I'm responsible enough to handle these.
You get those things in your hand because they always say, don't run with scissors. I want to run.
So many things.
Yeah.
To throw things up in the air and almost like Fruit Ninja and try to cut them with her in the air. A good banana.
Oh man. Well, we're gonna have to make some YouTube videos.
And now National needs their own pair of big scissors.
We're gonna have to make some YouTube videos for when your clients when that deal finalizes and whatever they polished off from their commercial loan and it's their new wing is ready to go.
Opening the business or purchasing that first home or upgrading the new home. We could do our own ribbon cutting.
You just have to figure out if the Fruit Ninja comes before or after the ribbon is cut because we're doing that.
They're gonna get sticky, so probably after.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what wet wipes are for.
I know.
All right.
Call Ryan Tarrant, see if he'll let us use the big scissors.
I love it.
Yes.
There's other people I can ask too. Ryan doesn't have to know.
Like I said, it's just being involved in the community and being out and about. Like I said, as I've ran into so many clients of ours, just like I said, pumping gas, going to the grocery store. Yeah. I mean, sporting events for the kids. We're highly involved in junior achievement. Connie on here several times.
Well, it's beyond that too, because really any event, for the most part, any event that you're looking at in the community, you're there. You've got the crowd cheering on every time I say County National Bank when they're making their salsa at the Chili Cook-Off, when they did the event down in Hillsdale. Pretty much anything that's going on in Jackson, CMB is a part of.
Yes. And of course, our big one for the summer is the Art Beer and Wine. We will be sponsors of that again.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So that is always good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's exciting. And I feel like, everything's thawing out. So we will be out there in full force at the different festivals and fairs and everything going on this summer. Of course, the golf outings and just being out there in the public.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What didn't we talk about today that we need to touch on that I didn't ask you guys? Did we cover everything today?
Maybe. I mean, what about the HSAs? Tessa, too, is head of our HSA department.
Okay.
And with her taking on this new role, there will be a transition for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there will be. So we will still be here readily available to support you and your teams with your HSAs. The HSA support group that we have built over the last few years will still be available by phone and email.
Okay.
So that's hsasupport@cnbb.bank. And you can reach out and that whole support team will still be there. I'll be a member of that for a little while longer until I fully step into this new position.
Okay.
But rest assured, we have a great team that is trained and ready to take my place.
HSA, health savings account.
Yes.
Okay. For our, I'm sure most people know what that is, but for the one or two that maybe didn't connect with health savings account. So if that's not not part of someone's work, if they're not able to contribute to something like that through their work, and they can do that organically through County National Bank, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And we also work directly with a lot of local employers in the area to help establish those right directly through the employer as well.
Right, because they're coming out monthly or weekly or whatever out of your check. It's
out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not going to spend that $2 or whatever on a cup of coffee. It's going to go to helping you through your health savings account.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of great avenues for you to earn extra interest on that. We offer the HSA certificate of deposit option.
Gotcha.
So you can kind of park those funds if you don't think you're going to have any expenses coming up in the next 12 to 18 months. You can park those funds and earn a great interest rate on those while they hang out.
Okay. Is that something you have to pretty much know? All right, I'm going to be spending X number this year, so I want to put that in the HSA. But if you don't use it, you can shift it to somewhere else?
Into a CD, yes. But you have to use it for medical purposes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes. Right. So you don't lose it at the end of the year if you don't use it.
Right.
That money is yours. It just continues to roll over and grow and earn interest.
Gotcha.
So you don't lose it at the end of the year, but it does have to remain in that designated account for medical purposes.
Sure. As you never know when life's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Life's going to happen. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
And like I said, when you're young and healthy, and then as you get older and, medically things change, then you've got your money for you.
Hey, are these the CNB Yetis that I've been hearing about?
They are.
Is that what they look like?
I know when you hear all the winners, and I love that we were able to donate to that for the winners for their March Madness event.
Yeah, I know we've been having the show for such a long time, and all I have is this County National Bank pen.
Well, obviously, I need to get you some more pens if you only have one.
You do need some more pens.
Yes.
You know, I'm showing restraint because this one hasn't been chewed on yet.
And, so. and they write very well. Right. And I see your, yes.
And it's the same color as that. Pens. It's the same color as that CMB Yeti. Just saying. I'm
not. Maybe it's Tessa in her new role will get a stock supply of them and she will be good. I don't know.
I'm just saying it's a very nice Yeti.
Thank you.
Very nice Yeti. So,
and you know what? I actually had to win my Yeti though too. Through,
how'd you win it?
Different security questions. So, our security BSA department actually does a great job. Just
so you know, my favorite color is
blue. CMB blue.
Nope.
And part, you know, just part of our training. Just no, we are a bank. We do have the thing that most people seek out and want.
Which is Yeti mugs.
Yes, which is Yeti mugs. So, you know, they do weekly trainings. I'll do an email blast of, you know, what is phishing and what suspicious activity look like around your branch, your area? Are you, you know, paying attention if I come in and wash a check? So there's all sorts of kind of things out there. And for safety.
Right.
Basically, it's for the staff for safety. That's a big one. And they give out little giveaways. So.
That's important. It sounds like it's team building-ish, too.
Right. It is, and it's a good reminder of, you know, get off your phone when you're walking into your workplace. You know, be aware of your surroundings.
For sure.
Make sure nothing looks out of whack or like a window's broken, things like that, that we probably take for granted because, you know, we're dropping kids off or we're running late or
life happens.
Yeah, have this one set mind of, oh, got to get to work and go in the front door and that's it.
Right. All right. Well, we're running out of time. Anything we want to, any parting words?
No, just like I said, to come into any branch, getting that little spring update itch, go ahead. We've got the Horton Road office right here, Spring Arbor Road, and of course, Jackson Street in Jackson.
All right, very good. Tessa, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you're listening to AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
This has been the AM Jackson Podcast. Tune in live weekday mornings from 6 until 10 at News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.